La 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 la. She really hates him. It's really true.
Testing 1 2 3 testing. How's it going, Bonnie?
Good, I guess. Sure.
Say, grow this beard or not? Yes or no? What do you think?
No.
1 year you say yes, and the next year you say no.
I don't know. I just say whatever pops into my head.
Well, you can't. I can't get any clues.
Do you want me to say yes? Yes, then.
What will get me laid more in life? A beard or no beard? If I wanted to.
Being kind to others.
Well, you think Gandhi got laid all the time?
Probably from his wife.
He was married?
I don't know.
Another answer. You're just guessing.
I'm saying, why would you ask your wife, how can I get laid? It's obviously about me. How can you fuck me is basically what you're saying, right?
No.
You want to get laid outside the marriage?
You said,
are you asking for a divorce?
No.
What do you want?
You said I can date anybody 60 years or older.
That's not what I said.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
What'd you say?
I said you have 17 seconds.
No.
To do with whoever you want.
Anyhow, I kind of like it in the winter. Not too heavy, not too whatever.
Lisa Rinna is 59, so.
Who's that?
She's like on the Housewives, I think.
Is she hot?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Who was I supposed to date? Oh, what's her name?
Margot Robbie?
Yeah. Remember we talked about her? You know who I used to like was Bridget Fonda.
You've seen pictures of her recently?
No, why? Is it bad?
You can date her. Go ahead.
Don't make fun of her.
I'm just saying.
People get older. Let me see. I just got back from San Jose. I was supposed to play Pebble Beach, but it got rained out. Not only get rained out, I talked about it. The people that were bringing me, a tree fell on their house. That's how unlucky I am.
Everyone's okay?
Yeah. Bridget.
Fonda, now.
Fonda.
You gotta put now.
Oh, look at her back in the day. I mean, she comes from a good bloodline. What? That's not her.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
Oh, no.
Okay, well, now.
It doesn't even look like her face.
Well, it's her. People age. Some better than others.
Oh, that's sad. It's not sad. That's obviously what she wants to be.
I mean, you aged very well, but that's just because you looked ridiculous when you were younger.
What does that mean?
It helped.
So I was just in San Jose. You know, it was like, look, it was only like 120-seater, but it was sold out pretty much every show. It's because the guy producing it and running it did tons of marketing. He did a lot of marketing. Like a club owner should or a promoter should not always depend on the comics. You know, he filled, it was in a movie theater, like in a Prune Yard Cinemas, you know, one theater they, which is bad. One theater, you know, they have movies or whatever, but they had comedy. And the only problem is the seats reclined. There's people in the front row, they're almost laying down.
Wow.
Because the seats, you know, movie theater seats, you know what I'm saying?
I think I get it. I mean, I don't know.
You know, when you go to the movies, how the seats go.
Is it like in your car when you can go all the way back?
No, but you can like lay down.
Rich, just tell the fucking story.
Oh, my arms are killing me.
Oh my God, you're full of just fascinating facts today.
So, but what I'm saying is the guy.
So they're laying down.
Yeah. I worked with different people.
That's good for your age group.
Then I worked with this girl on Saturday. She was funny. Morgan something. What the fuck?
What? We don't need to know everybody's name. What is it about the person? Instead of, now you're going to go
find,
what is it that you, what's the story? What's the beginning, middle, and the end of the thing you want to say about this person?
The club or,
anything that you're talking about right now should be leading. We're just getting a little bit of color. And now the story is.
It was a lot of fun. The guy did a lot of promoting. I was very happy.
This is the story of.
What? I'm just saying.
Like, I mean, this is the story, though. This is it.
What do you mean?
I mean, think about this as a movie. Amazing.
Well, you get
Rich
there.
Rich Voss shows up. Oh, they did a lot of marketing. There's people laying down.
Yeah, in the front row, those seats reclined.
And someone you can't remember their name you worked with, and that's it. Well, what, I'm going to leave that movie feeling all kinds of things.
Well, the couple that...
Mostly ripped off.
The couple that came, the couple that was going to take me to Pebble Beach came to the show, and a friend, and I'm selling CDs, and he just puts 100 down and takes a couple. I go, I don't want all this. I take, you know, they have so much money, these people, or they try to impress other people, but they were very nice.
I know, but it sort of makes you feel like I don't need charity.
I know. Yeah. I don't need $100. I need, you know, 100,000.
Yes, thank you.
You know, but
it was, that time we were driving and this guy, he was obviously, now that I've thought about him so many times, he was like in a disheveled suit. Or he might have not had the jacket anymore, but he still had remnants of like an office job. And remember, he was asking for money and we gave him some change that we had and he threw it at the car. He's like, I need more than that.
No, you got the story completely wrong, but I'll tell you.
Okay. But I did tell a
lie
story.
We were in LA, we were coming out of Target. There was a guy who had a sign, I was a vet, you know.
I don't remember the sign. I remember him being like a white guy that when I think about him now, I'm like, this guy got caught up in some OxyContin.
The Sacklers
got their hands on this fucking guy.
No, this guy was an ex-vet. He had
Maybe
a sign.
We're talking about two different people.
No, we were coming out of Target in LA, right off of La Cienega, and I give him like a dollar and change and he throws it on the ground. Like, it that happened to me once.
I think it's a different story.
It's 100%
but how story. Do you know?
Because I remember it completely. I remember
that. Well, that could have also happened.
It didn't happen.
But I remember
once.
It got thrown at the car.
No, he threw it on the ground.
But this is why I think it's two different stories.
No one threw change. How many times do you think people throw change back at us homeless people? Once. And maybe he threw it towards the car. Maybe some of it hit the car. That's okay. I'll let you slide on that. But it was coming out of Target. That's all. It's not. There's a lot of things I don't remember.
And
he
said,
remember.
This isn't going to help.
Something like that, or this ain't enough. It's the same when I was in Atlantic City once. You know, you give the valet, you know, $1, $2, $3, $4, whatever. And I spent all my money gambling. I only had $1 in quarters, and I gave it to him, and he threw it against the wall. He might have been the relative of the guy in L.A. Money's money.
I mean, yeah, I guess. It's just weird because, like, you know, I went and got a massage and a facial yesterday, and those people, they get tipped. They get bank, you know, because you're giving 20%.
I always
on these services.
Well,
you know, but the services are a lot of money.
Well, there's not 20% on valet. You just give what you, you know, it's the same with luggage.
No, I think people, like, I think you're still giving $1 when now people are giving $5.
No, I give more than $1. This was years ago, 40 years ago, 35 years ago. I give the guy, the luggage people, at least $1 a bag, right?
I mean, I think like these things go up too. Everything else. I mean, regular old houses are $1 million. Like, you know, I was thinking about it the other day. It's like inflation has happened so much that $1 million is really not what we think of as $1 million anymore. But what?
Still $1 million.
It's not though. It's like, see, but that's the thing.
it doesn't get
rich people
much.
Want you to have that in your head so that you think like $1 million is a lot of money to have,
but it is really a lot of money.
It's not the amount of it. $1 million used to be like, wow, $1 million.
Now it's
Now it's like you buy a house, you're done.
That's not true. There's a million.
It depends where you're living,
house,
I guess.
You get a nice house for $500,000. A nice house, a big house, 500,000.
I know,
you're only thinking about New Jersey and New York area. You can go. South Carolina.
That's not my point I'm trying to make. My point is that these billionaires, they understand that $1 million's nothing.
No,
but you're still, you're not getting paid enough money to think that $1 million is a lot of money. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's like, you're still living in like, oh, $100,000 is a lot.
It's not,
For a year?
If you made $100,000 every year, that's a good living. That's a good living.
It's not. Yes. It's practically minimum wage.
I guarantee less than 50% make $1 million.
That's because they're saying to themselves the same thing you're saying, which is like, oh, that's a lot of money.
No, it's not.
And then it's not. And so everybody's like living in.
I'm going to look how many people make $100,000 a year.
It's not about who's making it. It's about how much everything is by comparison.
Huh?
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if rich people can make poor people think $1 million is a lot of money, they don't have to worry. They're skating around their billions.
Percentage of people.
That's why like inflation is like dangerous, because you're still thinking of money the way you used to. But okay. Now it's.
Okay, here it is. Approximately 33.6 of U.S. households earn $100,000 or more. With that, around 1 in 3 households are bringing a six-figure income. However, a household can include more than one earner. Okay, so that's one-third of the people. Two-thirds of the people don't make $100,000 a
year. They make more, maybe.
No, it's less.
Well, I believe that I am correct.
Yeah, of course.
And now everything keeps getting inflated. Like the amount of money people make, it has not inflated in the same way as groceries, let's say. What you used to pay for.
Why are all these cartoons and stuff, guys getting laid because they go, I got a dozen eggs. Did the price of eggs go up
or
something?
Yes.
A lot?
I mean, I don't buy eggs, but yeah, that's something that I've heard.
Seems like, I got eggs, you know, whatever. I see these cartoons.
On Facebook? Yeah. Oh my God, even your Facebook.
What? There's good stories.
Beginning, middle, and end?
Yeah. So, I got upgrade. Well, coming home from San Francisco, I paid with miles.
Well, I tried to get him off but now he's back on it. So I'm sorry, folks. There's nothing I can do.
I
tried to get into it like an actual real conversation about something, but there's nothing to add.
Yeah, I know. I got upgraded, and you know the blankets they give you in first
class. Think about
class.
Even a flight. A first class flight is like $1,000.
I don't even know.
To minimum.
No. I paid 20 points or whatever it was.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, should it be $1,000 for first class? Like,
no,
that's crazy.
Well, the guy in the seat on the other aisle never used his blanket. I was going to take my blanket, but I took his because it was still folded. I have it upstairs. The blanket that they give you on the plane, are you allowed to keep those?
No, probably not.
Well, it said Saks Fifth Avenue on it. That's why I took it. I think you're allowed to keep them because you're paying for first class. So I think you can keep the blanket. I mean, I've flown first class on Virgin.
You should wash it. I heard they don't wash them. They just fold them up and put them back in those plastics.
That can't be true, though. Is that what you heard? Who you hear from?
I don't know. Probably something.
Online? Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I'll wash it. But I don't think they would do that because it's. Anyhow, so when we landed, the luggage. What are you holding my pants for?
You got your corduroys on.
Corduroys on to play golf. It took an hour and a half for the luggage. An hour and a half. to come down from Newark. They said they couldn't get the door open or something on the plane, which some of the luggage came and then it stopped. And they said they're having a problem with the door. Anyhow, they gave, I guess, everybody $150 credit on their account.
But an thank hour you. And a half, thank you for that riveting story.
That's a pretty good story. That we had to wait an yeah, hour. Yeah,
I
half.
Mean, the ending, did you do that on purpose to build tension? What I guess they gave everybody $150 on their account.
You like to exaggerate, don't you? Is that what you like to do?
I never,
I'm telling you,
I never, ever, ever, ever exaggerate. Never.
I thought it was nice of them to do, at least, right?
Yeah, it's the, I mean, they usually don't do shit.
An hour and a half standing around, you know.
What'd you do?
Well, I got a coffee. I watched a football game that was on TV there. There's a TV there, right where the carousel is. And so I watched some of the game. I walked back
maybe
and
I'm
forth.
Sorry I asked.
Then I went up.
If
to
you
the,
tell me something boring, at least speed it up.
Then I went and asked the people what's going on. You know, but they no one knows. No one knows, and no one cares. People don't care when they're working for somebody else. People don't care. You know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean.
They don't really care about
who
people that work for other companies that they're just.
What
employees.
Are you talking about specifically?
Like, say, employees for United, they really don't.
So when you're like, hey, where's my luggage? They're like, I don't know.
It basically.
Yeah, you know. They don't know.
Yeah, they do. Everybody is.
And
well,
they've
you
been asked 20 times.
Well, that's their job to answer. If they have to answer 20 times or 30 times, no one told them they had to work there. You know, take pride in what you do. You know, I give 100% of what I do. Why are you making a face? Take
because
pride.
Because you've never worked in the service industry ever.
I used to. Yeah, I did. I bless you.
Chew.
I used to.
What?
Work remodeling houses and doing.
That's not in the service industry, bitch.
I'm servicing people's
no,
houses.
No, you know what I mean. You know what I mean.
Well,
it would really help you to have a job in a restaurant or at a phone bank or something where you have to deal with fucking people and
what's
their problems.
What's a phone bank?
United, can I help you? Whatever.
Pittsburgh Regional Transit is making a difference. PRT is improving transit for every rider. We're adding QR codes to bus stop signs so you will know when your bus will arrive, making it easier to get on board with our mobile ticketing app, and investing in all-electric buses to help reduce emissions today to help improve air quality tomorrow. Yes, PRT is making changes, but more importantly, we're making a difference.
You know,
they outsource all.
Because the other day I walk in, you were like, "So this is what you do: you get so angry at someone, and then to save it, because you can't control your emotions,
no,
and then to
true.
Save it, you go like this: this is how you think it solves every problem. You go, I know it's not you. I know it's not you.
Yeah, I don't blame them. It's
yeah, but
company.
You're still giving such negative energy to them.
I'm mad. You can get mad in life. People get mad when you know things aren't. The right. way they're supposed to be. All right. You bottle everything up and push it down. I let it out. You're going to explode.
The Canadian way.
Yeah. Well, I've seen you explode. That's because you push everything down. Not me. I don't explode that much.
You exploded yesterday because I said I was on the phone.
You said it was.
You blew up. You told me to fuck off.
I didn't say fuck off.
You did. Well, first of all, you gave me the double finger.
Not double.
You did. You went like that to me.
Whoa. So is the double finger worse than a single finger?
You went I guess so. It's double. You double fingered me. and then you go, I don't know. Then you were like, don't fucking talk to me like that. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. You
blew up. I was on the phone. I was on the phone. You walked in. I go, you were about to talk to me. I go, I'm on the phone. And then you went like this. and I could see you're gearing up to have some kind of long conversation with me. I go, I'm on the phone. Yeah. That's all I did. I'm no, on the phone.
She did it with an
maybe
attitude.
It was slight cuntiness, but
yes, it's slight.
Slight, but not enough.
It was very...
Look, this was me. This was me. I'm on the phone. And then go fuck yourself. I had to go like, I'll call you back.
First of all, you were talking to Annie, I'm sure.
No, I wasn't. I was talking to Allie Mae.
Oh my God, you pushed me off.
We were talking about she does my social media.
Who cares? It's Allie
Mae.
It's Allie Mae. You give her.
She was telling me something. I pay this woman to do my social media. She was going over something with me.
What was she going over with?
I don't remember now, but it doesn't matter. You're not more important than every single other person on the planet.
I am.
All I said was, I'm on the phone.
Look at, see, you're getting mad now. You're blowing up. You can't control your emotions. Control.
This is what you do. This is what he does. I tell him something like, you can't control emotions, which he cannot. He has a really hard time controlling his emotions. And then no matter what, he'll turn around. And in fact, yesterday when I said, all I was saying was I'm on the phone. You started blowing up and yelling that I come into your room when you're on the phone.
All the time.
It's like, just take into that one moment and go, oh, okay, you're right.
But sometimes you gotta.
You got so triggered because I said, I'm on the phone. That's what I said. I go, I'm on the phone. And you went.
No.
And I know this. You fold your arms and you puff up your chest because you're going to ask me something. I don't know what you were planning on asking, but I could see it in your face like you're launching. I go, I'm, before you launched, I wanted you to know, I'm on the phone. I just literally said it to you. It made no difference in your demeanor. Zero. You didn't go, okay, 1 minute, or can you call them back? Nothing. Just.
No, really?
About, yes. And you do it all the time. When you come into my room, I know there's going to be some kind of thing because you go.
Oh. Yeah, that's
like. You're asking me to do something, or you want me to go over a joke with you. That's the thing that you do. Okay. So I knew you were about to do it. I'm on the phone. And that set you off. And you just go for it, man. You just start yelling. Don't you dare
talk to me
like that.
Yeah, you talk to me like I was your assistant. You got to think.
What should I have done?
Well, first of all,
what should I have done differently?
I don't know.
In your opinion, what do you think I should have done? How could I have handled that better? But please.
You want me to show you?
Am mm-hmm. I?
Hold on a second, my husband. I get it. Hold on. What would you like, dear?
No.
I do that to you all the time. I go, hold on, and I go, what do you like? What do you want? I do that all the time for you. Then, whatever. I said I was sorry. You know, sometimes when I wake up, I'm a little cranky.
I've never met anyone whose default setting is pure, unadulterated anger.
I don't know what you mean. My default setting.
Yeah, like if just left to your own devices, you go into darkness. It's like, who wakes up fucking angry? I'll be like, hey, good morning.
Oh, no, that's not true.
How you wake up.
No.
That is how you wake up.
No.
In such a fucking horrific mood. Yes, you do. You walk around. Then when I go, hey, is everything okay? I just woke up. Most people wake up, they're like, oh, it's going to be a great day, or some gratitude or whatever. And then the day kind of weighs on them and they start to get like, oh, I can't keep up this thing. Not
facade.
You start right in under the mud, man. Some hand coming up out of the fucking sewer.
Where do you come up with these things?
Good morning. Sometimes I say good morning, you go, what's good about it?
I've never said that in my life. I come in out of the mud. Your hand comes out of the mud.
Yeah, that's how you get out of bed. I don't know what fucking happens to you in your sleep. You're just in such a foul mood. When you wake up from a nap, you should be like, oh, glorious. I've had a nap. I feel what...
Body, you know what she said yesterday? I let you take naps. Like, she gives permission to take a nap. No one's ever said you
can't take a nap. I didn't say I give you permission. I just have never, ever. So does you take two a day? I've never been like, hey, come on, you've had enough naps.
I never take two a day, never. And you take naps, and I never said you cannot take a nap. Who says you can't take a nap? What husbands or wives say that to their spouse? You can't take a nap. That doesn't seem right.
I yesterday, after I made you a glorious meal, I
glorious
that which you said was like
it was good. I said I liked it.
You go, it's almost as good as New York.
Yeah, falafel from a falafel stand. It you know, because it had all the ingredients like it does in New York. It was good. I was complimenting it.
So then I'm telling him he should go on a podcast and list all the ways it's just absolutely amazing to be Rich Voss.
I thought it was to be a man.
Well, okay. I don't know if every man gets what you get. And then that was one of them, that I never get mad when you take a nap. And then you were like, okay. And then the minute, I don't even think you'd done chewing. You're like, I better take this call. And then you went into your bedroom and you took a call while I cleaned everything up.
Yeah, I said, but you didn't hear. I go, I'll be back to clean.
After no, you didn't call. Say
I
that.
Said, I'll be back to clean after I, no. Yes, you didn't hear me.
Well, why didn't you just clean then take the call? Everything just sitting
out
there.
Because I thought he wanted me to go on the air right then. But I was wrong. I made a mistake because a DJ I know, a radio host.
It's fascinating how every single night right at that time something comes up.
Oh, a radio host calls me.
Something comes up.
That's not true. That's not true. And I clean so much after dinner. You know that a lot. I put stuff away all the time after dinner.
Can I say, listen, great. We're happy that you put a few things away. You never clean up to the point where it's like, hey, we can just go to bed now.
Well, it's too
right. Up. You just leave like counters
wiped down.
Anything that has to actually be cleaned, not in the dishwasher, just sits in the sink. You know, that one day where I sat there, we were kind of in a fight and you started cleaning up because you knew you had to because it was going to blow up. You literally had done nothing for, you know, 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Then, yeah. Then I was like sitting there and I was like, oh, what about that? You're like, you were starting to get so mad.
Just oh, smoke was coming. Pointing, yes.
Yes, because I was showing you how it actually gets done.
You were pointing like you were my boss.
Yeah, because you come in and you're like, you put two fucking cups in the dishwasher and you're like, I cleaned up.
No,
you don't get to say you cleaned up if I still have to go in and finish. That's not fair. How do you get to have like a pat on the back? You're not my 12-year-old son. You're a partner. And somebody fucking cooks and cleans for you every single day. And then you not do every. A little tiny bit and you go, I clean up all the time. You don't. Okay? You don't at all. So I was just showing you this one time what it actually takes.
She was sitting there like she was my boss. You had to see her though. She's pointing like
I go, oh,
like I was putting it away anyhow, but before I even had a chance.
No, there's no, you were like there. You were like this every 2 seconds. Done. And I'd be like, actually, there's all that sitting out. There's
she
those
was
things.
Doing this pointing like, like she was sitting there like a dictator.
I mean, take
away tater.
I went to Austin and there was a babysitter who cried and cried because she had to come to our house.
That was during the flood, after the flood.
No, Rich.
Yes, it was.
Okay, it was during the flood, but stop getting so angry. You're not good at it. Stop.
I'm not good at what?
So learn. You know what? This is the other thing.
What?
I don't know if I should say it now because I've just come down on you for something. So I don't want to just be like. But there's something else that I've learned about you that's fascinating to me. And I'll bring it up next podcast.
No.
Bring it up next podcast. Remind me.
That's fascinating about me. Is it good or bad?
It's bad. It's really bad. It's like one of the craziest things I've discovered about anyone. And in fact, I didn't even know this was a possibility in human form, but I guess it is. But we'll talk about it next podcast.
Oh, is that a cliffhanger?
Yeah. We don't have time.
Yeah, we got to go in a few minutes. We're only doing short today because I got to run. Oh, I went for a physical yesterday.
Oh, God. Really?
You don't do that kind of... Good.
But why do you care to tell people? What is it about the physical? I went for a physical. It turned out fine. I'm done. Like, what is it that anyone would want to fucking hear about your physical? Please, well,
let me finish. Let me finish. So I go for my physical.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I don't know what to do anymore. He honestly has no fucking clue. What's interesting at this point?
Oh, you don't think it's interesting?
No,
for a physical?
No, because every fucking time we talk, you're like, well, I had to go get my tutor fucking looked at. No, I had
my tutor.
I don't know, you're a fucking asshole. The last time you had to drink all that shit.
Yeah, for a colonoscopy.
For a colonoscopy. Okay. Yeah, this is a medical corner with Rich Voss. Now, yeah. What is the thing you did this week?
I went for a physical. And they gave me two shots, and my shoulders hurt a little, you know, from I got a flu shot.
Good thing you showed up at this podcast. Otherwise, you would never hear this scintillating information.
I got a flu shot and a pneumonia shot, whatever that is.
You're going to get a shot to the side of the head in about a second.
Whoa. Woo. She's an ad-libber.
Huh?
Anyhow, I put up a clip. They put up a clip of me doing just a little crowd work, and it was just not even great. And people were going, man, that's amazing. That's amazing. Like, man, some of my good crowd work, I'm going to get that online. Then they'll see some serious.
Rich Voss, Never Satisfied. That should be your next album. Never Satisfied. Well, I want one of my clips to go viral. Oh, this one did good.
I never said
that. They think that's good.
Yeah. You were bragging about our clip the other week, so quit yapping.
Yes, I was saying it was good and fun. I wasn't like, that's dumb that they like it.
I didn't say it's dumb. I'm saying, what
you're basically saying that.
I don't know how you turn everything into a negative. You say I'm negative. Holy Jesus, you turn everything into a negative.
Holy Jesus. I don't think you have to say holy if you say Jesus.
Really?
I mean.
Okay, Jesus. You take everything. Holy. All right, we got to wrap this up.
No. Well, what about the skiing? You didn't tell that boring story.
Oh, we took Raina skiing the other day.
Okay, thank you.
It's like she's. That's pretty good that she skis and track. I like to see her do athletic stuff like that. I wish I would have saw her skiing on the hill. I wonder how good she is. I mean, she's got to be semi-good.
She wiped out a ton of times, many, many times. I drove Lauren home, and Lauren was like, yeah, she's not too coordinated.
Really? Oh.
Lauren's a good skier, though. Lauren was doing some black diamond runs, and Raina was coming down on her own.
What do you mean? On different hills?
On different runs.
Oh.
No, she went to a different mountain. She took a bus.
No, there's different runs.
Yeah, that's why I said runs.
Yeah. So Raina went down herself on runs and the other girl left her behind? That's what good skiers think they're better than everybody. Oh, I'm going on this hill. No, you came with a friend. You ski with a friend.
I mean, they did a lot, but she gets, you know, Raina, that's crazy. Of course she's going to go down some black diamonds on her own. Not every time, but.
I don't like it. Well, listen, this weekend I'm in Myrtle Beach. Next weekend, Plano, Texas. The week after that, the Comedy Store in La Jolla, then back to Texas. No, not back to Texas, sorry. Somewhere. But Comedy Store La Jolla, the first week of February. Next week, Plano, Texas, or what's the name of the club? Rick Bronson's club? What's the name of those clubs?
Comedy something. I don't know.
Why do I forget the name of it? Anyhow,
comic strip.
Comic strip. Is it the comic strip? Mm-hmm. Well, the one in Canada is a comic strip. Rick Bronson's comic strip. Well, whatever. Plano, Texas. This week, Myrtle Beach. Bonnie's going to be at TIFF's coming up.
On Friday.
This Friday?
Mm-hmm. 20th.
Why not Saturday?
I don't know. I just got booked for the one day. And then Saturday, I'm at a stand. So, everyone, go to TIFF's in Morris
Plains.
TIFF's. It's also called Comedy Dojo. I don't know. There's a lot of names for it.
Yeah, I know. All right.
Peace out. My Wife Hates Me was created and hosted by Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane. Executive producers Robert Kelly and Matt Kleinschmidt for the Laugh Button Podcast. Subscribe to the podcast by visiting mywifehatesmepodcast.com.
Suicide pact, he's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
This is the summer to expand your horizons. It's time to explore. But before you set foot out the door, set foot in the ultimate travel shoes from Allbirds. Like the breathable, silky smooth Tree Dasher, the responsive foam and extra grip of the Tree Runner, or the classic low-top look of the Tree Piper. Allbirds has a lightweight, ultra-packable shoe ready for whatever adventures you have planned. Boarding pass? Check. Passport? Check. The perfect travel shoe? Check. Find your perfect pair at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.
It's Jeep 4x4 season. Make your next adventure epic and hurry in now for great deals. And now, well-qualified lessees get a low-mileage lease on the 2023 Jeep Grand Cherokee 4xe for $389 a month for 24 months with $5,399 due at signing. Tax, title, license extra. No security deposit required. Call 1-888-925-JEEP for details. Requires dealer contribution, a lease to Chrysler Capital. Extra charge for miles over 20,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 5/31/23. Jeep is a registered trademark.